This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Yesterday, we reported on the statewide drought emergency that was declared in Washington as a result of below-average snowpack coming out of this winter. Washington State Tree Fruit Association President John Devaney said this is yet another year of volatile weather conditions, prompting more actions for long-term solutions.
So we are looking at some investment in the state in additional storage capacity to better manage the water we're getting, since it's not coming necessarily as snow, but maybe coming as rain. And so we have water, we just need to keep it and move it to the right places at the right times. But also looking at on-farm practices to better utilize water that's available and potentially reduce usage. So a lot of our orchards, for example, are looking at better soil moisture monitoring, better, you know, careful monitoring of their trees to ensure that they're using only the water that's absolutely necessary to meet the tree's needs and are not overwatering where it might be problematic, as well as doing alternative protective measures like shade cloth instead of overhead cooling, or shifting from overhead sprinklers to overhead misters, for example, to cool fruit on hot days that still accomplishes the goal but uses less water.
That's John Devaney of the Washington State Tree Fruit Association. Thanks for tuning in to your Farm of the Future report, part of the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit www.aginfo.net.